in the name of Jesus. Pretty clearly, the Pharisees and Sadducees are not the way to go. They may be characterized by their opposites. Opposite to them are those who confess their sins in baptism. Those who do not confess their sins get a devastating blast of the law. Those who refuse to repent end up in unquenchable fire. Those who repent, confess their sins, are baptized, are gathered into the granary. The Lord is into bread, lechem. This is not the first or the last call to repentance. The garment of camel's hair and leather belt tell us that. King Ahaziah had an accident, a bad fall, and he figured the Lord should help him get over that. So he called up the man of God. And the man of God said, no go, or words to that effect. What kind of man was he? Asked Ahaziah. They answered him, he wore a garment of hair cloth with a girdle of leather about his loins. And he said, it is Elijah the Tishbite. Again and again, there's an Elijah job to be done. We are already in the third week of Advent. The Lord has more than one Elijah. So he promises with the last words we read in the Old Testament, behold, I send you Elijah, the prophet, before the great and terrible day of the Lord, and he will turn. Turn, that's repent. Shuv. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the land with a curse. The Lord is into families. Alternative to his family is the searing individual loneliness of hell. For those who turn themselves away from God, there is finally nothing left to hold them together. They sink in pieces, dead but for the echoing fiery recriminations of those who insisted that they belonged to themselves. There is something honest about a straightforward unbeliever. In contrast with those who confess the name but abuse it in their attempts to bend it to their plans and purposes, Ahaziah, Pharisees and Sadducees, that's laity and clergy, you, me. The Advent message of John the Baptist faces us up to that question. Of him, Jesus says, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah. He said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. We have heard the voice of Elijah, the Tishbite, the man of God, that is, the man called to speak the Lord's words. The voice of Malachi prophesying another Elijah. The voice of Isaiah prophesying the mission and message he is sent on, and the voice of Jesus. He is Elijah who is to come, the voice of one crying in the wasteland. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. How many mouths does the Lord put to his use? How many Elijahs? How many Sundays in Advent? How many calls to repent, to turn? As many as our sins which need repentance. The Lord is slow to give up on you. He calls you to repent again and again. But if you insist on holding on to your sins, perhaps just your favorite one or two, and try to run with both him and your sins, he will finally put an end to that game. He tells you so. The warning call to repent, to turn. Your sins are either with him or with you. It's only the sins you hold and keep away from him that can damn you. He has already answered for them. You have to take them back from him to be damned by them. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The Agnus Dei invites us to his altar to eat his body and drink his blood, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Body and blood he has as born of Mary, given and shed as the Lamb of God, bearing all our sins, for you to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of all your sins. This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you. He says this to you. He who is king in the way of the Lamb, and heaven is where he is king. Repeat, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.